It's a big week for Governors Andrew Cuomo and Chris Christie. Cuomo got the official nomination of his party for a second term, while Christie continues to try and put out fires. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein and Bridget Bergen and New Jersey Public Radio's Nancy Solomon break it all down on This Week in Politics.
Good morning, Nancy, Bridget.
Good morning.
Saw a lot this week of Governor Cuomo, a lot this week of Governor Christie. Christie, I don't think, had that great a week. He got criticized for his apology speech to the Jews. He had to make pension adjustments in his budget. He was asked if he should step down from leading the Republican Governors Association. And Cuomo is getting a lot of static, but he comes out and he gives this powerful speech and everybody's yelling and he's got $33 million in the bank. And that man looks pretty good. Who do you think is a better presidential candidate this week? Cuomo, Christie, discuss.
Well, we certainly know that Governor Cuomo has the fundraising chops and the ability to raise money from big dollar donors.
And the ability to make a great speech.
But what I thought was so interesting, when you listen to this Democratic Convention speech, Governor Cuomo had Mayor de Blasio out there introducing him, you know, covering him sort of on the left flank of the party. And this is after they have had this very public conflict over how to pay for universal pre-kindergarten. And what was so interesting was when you listen to Cuomo's speech at the convention, there was, you know, a distinct similarity to some of the same talking points Mayor de Blasio had been using while he was fighting to get the money for that universal pre-kindergarten program.
Talking about African-American graduating seniors, only 11% college ready. Latino graduating seniors, only 12% college ready. So that is not the strong, equal society filled with opportunity that we need to build.
And now, at this Democratic convention, Governor Cuomo, giving his own rousing speech, says this.
And it is an outrageous injustice that only 15% of the African American and Latino students graduate from high school college ready. It is a social tragedy.
Does anybody hear an echo here?
He took his talking point.
I find Governor Cuomo to be kind of wooden. I mean, he's slightly better than Al Gore, but I mean, if we're going to talk about who's the best candidate, I think Cuomo doesn't come off with quite the authenticity. I mean, Christie is an amazing candidate. Now, does he have more problems than Cuomo right now? Absolutely. His budget is in shambles. The New Jersey economy is in trouble. He's got political scandals on all sides of him. His signature reform on pensions just blew up this week and isn't happening.
And you're forgetting that the National Republican Party is openly saying he's damaged goods and they're looking for another candidate.
Yeah, he's got problems. But if we're going to talk about a candidate and their style and their approach. I mean, listen to how he dealt with the fact that he caved in to the Democrats on this Supreme Court nomination.
If what you want from public officials is to shy away from going for better rather than everything, then you know what you get? You get Washington, D.C. You get, if I don't get everything I want, I'm holding my breath and I'm not voting.
So he has this big fight with the Democrats, and this is what happens with Christie. If he blocks the Democrats from doing something, he's standing up to them, he's cleaning up Trenton, he's above politics. When he caves into the Democrats, he's bipartisan, he's getting things done, he's above politics. The fact is, Christie isn't above politics. He's probably the most political guy we've ever had in the governorship, but he communicates in such an amazing, masterful, gifted way that he'll get people believing him, you know, whichever way he plays it.
Yeah, but I mean, Cuomo is so much more disciplined than Christie. And you could see that this week in his speech. He gave a very disciplined speech. And, you know, Christie was there and he was taking the questions from reporters and he was kind of getting his back up all the time. And every time somebody said, well, you're going to be criticized for this, his answer was essentially what we just heard, which is, of course I'm going to be criticized for this, but this just shows how great I am. And at some point, getting a lot of criticism may mean that there's just criticism, not that you're really great.
I don't know. I just feel like what Christie's got in his pocket is that when he leaves the room, people like him. They come in not liking him, and they walk out liking him. And I don't know that
Bridget,
Cuomo has that.
I mean, watching that Democratic convention, certainly that was a room full of people who were pretty excited by Andrew Cuomo. And I think he energized. By the end of the speech, he was practically screaming into the microphone and really rousing this crowd, but then was quick to depart that convention and to head up to Cooperstown, where he appeared with President Obama, did not take any questions from reporters.
Ultimately, what Christie is facing is the reality on the ground in New Jersey. He's got serious problems. And really, I don't think that so much says that he didn't have a winning strategy. I think being out there all the time was working really well for him until, he got caught with his
traffic problems in New Jersey.
Yeah, I think there have been a few.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Bridget, Nancy, you can follow us on Twitter at Bridget Bergen, at Andrea WNYC, and at Nancy Salomon, too.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.